The board that runs Maryland's insurance marketplace recently voted to scrap the enrollment system it used for the first round of the Affordable Care Act. Kevin Cunahan runs Connecticut's exchange. Here's how he describes what Maryland is looking for.
They're essentially asking for the use of our computer code, which was used to establish the portal and the back office of the exchange. That code is paid for by federal dollars, and as a result, it's available to any state for free.
Cunahan says that Maryland is planning to hire Deloitte, the same contractor that built the code for Connecticut, to take that code and develop it for Maryland to use.
There's obviously a very tight time frame from here to November. Considering that testing has to start occurring in August, they really need this thing built by July. So there's going to be a lot of pressure on Deloitte and on the state to get that up and running.
Based on its own success in the first enrollment period, Connecticut has tried to market its services to other states. In this case, it's only sharing its computer code. Cunahan hopes to eventually sell what he calls an exchange in a box to other states, allowing them to buy everything from software to consulting services. But that likely won't happen until the 2016 enrollment period.
So we've been contacted by two other states over the past couple of weeks about potential work in 2016 because 2015, it's just too late now to do anything. So, we'll see where that leads.
Cunahan says the final details with Maryland are still being worked out. He also says the state will assist if needed. Jeff Cohen, WNPR News.